It's a real honor to be able to welcome you all here today. We are so glad that you can be with us. This is kind of an emotional day for all of us here at the Surf, and I think all of us in this community, because of our love and our passion for not only this building, but the community in all of North Iowa. I'm hoping as we have several different speakers and we go through kind of what we're doing and where we've been and how we got here, that you can take a minute and just kind of slow things and back things down and close your eyes and imagine what's transpired at the Surf Ballroom since it opened across the street on this date in 1933. Can you imagine? This community, let's give the Surf Ballroom a hand. We picked this day for a reason, and that's because we're all about honoring our heritage. We are so appreciative of the things that happened before us and the people. We stand on so many people's shoulders, and we're projecting into the future. But I just hope that when we talk about some of the artists and some of the folks that stood beside the Surf over the years, that you'll just close your eyes and just imagine that. I hope you'll also imagine this place with a sellout crowd last night to ZZ Top. I mean, what an amazing event that was, ZZ Top. It was so fun yesterday being in the ballroom. Some folks wandered in from California, and they just happened to come to the Surf. And they were just taken aback with what we have here. And when I told them, I said, you need to stay this afternoon and this evening. So we got ZZ Top tonight. They just couldn't believe it. Small town in the middle of Iowa, in the middle of the Midwest, and we got stuff like this going on. And we're so happy and we're so excited. How do we get here? I mean, this place, I mean, we got to go back and we got to talk about Carl Fox, the original developer of the Surf. We got to talk about Mark Arneson and Jim Connell and Louis Schuler and Bob Helford, a group of businessmen that shepherded the Surf through some very difficult, challenging times in the 1970s, when quite frankly, the padlocks were on the doors. The place had shut down, padlocked up. They didn't want to rent a ballroom. They didn't know how to rent a ballroom, but they wanted to save the Surf. It was going to be a Red Owl, or it was going to be condominiums. And so at many times during the history of this facility, the people of Clear Lake and North Iowa have come by her side to save her, in fact. Talk about the Snyder family when they came in and took over in the mid-90s. And at that time, when it rained outside, it rained inside. And they put a tremendous amount of blood, sweat, and tears into this facility, not because they wanted to own a ballroom, but they thought that it was important that this ballroom be saved for this community. And then in 2007 and 2008, when we formed the nonprofit, we can look back at all that now and say, hey, those challenges, there are challenges ahead, but those major financial challenges are behind us. For really sort of the first time in a long time, the last decade, the Surf has been on pretty good financial standing. It's an older building, takes lots of work to keep it up. But I think we have found the nonprofit model to operate this facility for a long time to come. We've had great leadership in this community, back to city managers prior, mayors prior, city councils prior, our current mayor, our current city manager, Mayor Crabb and Scott Flory have done a tremendous job, not only with this facility and supporting this facility, but just with managing our community in a prudent way to do the right things and maybe not do all the flashy things that maybe we'd like to do. But that helps and puts us in a position that now that we've got some extra support from this grant that we've received, that we're in this position, that we can move forward and do something like this. So we're all about our history, we're all about our past, but we're moving into the future. Okay, we got this grand, wonderful ballroom, but we also have a new generation of fans that really need to be communicated and educated and inspired, in fact, in maybe a little bit different way. And that's why we're building the MEC, and we're going to have an immersive museum, immersive space. We haven't really even named it yet, because it's kind of on the drawing board. But what we will promise you is that it will be incredible, and you will be very, very proud of it. You will be very excited about it, and it will inspire you, our youth, not only to learn about the culture of our community, the culture of the surf ballroom, about the music, about all the friendships and all the relationships. And this place is bricks and mortar, but it's so much more than that. It's about the friendships and the relationships. And the World War II veterans that have come in here over the years and said, you know, I met my wife back in booth 207, or I was in a foxhole in Normandy, and Joe from Garner came in and jumped in the foxhole, and we talked a little bit. And when we left each other that day, we said, I'll see you at the surf. I'll see you at the surf when we get home. And this is that one place, maybe not the only, but this is that one place that really bounds and binds us together as North Iowans. When things get tough, when the economy gets tough, our business gets better. Because people may not want to go to Disney World or Las Vegas, but they still want to come to the surf, and they still want to see their friends, and they want to socialize, and they want to meet at that booth that they always meet at, and spend an evening kind of getting away from the world. At the surf ballroom. Lots of weddings. To be honest with you, during the pandemic, we didn't think it was part of our business model, but we had tons and tons of memorial services. I don't think Carl Fox ever dreamed that would have been used for that. But we're a community service. We're a community event. So if people needed to have their funeral services here, we embraced it, and it works out pretty good. So I want to introduce one of the persons to come up and talk that has been very instrumental, not only in supporting this project, but of being prudent financially and in vision and just leadership of this community. And so I would like you all to give a warm welcome to the mayor of Clear Lake, Nelson Crabb.
Good morning. Welcome to you all, and special welcome this morning to a very special person for me, for us, for the state of Iowa, and the director of the Economic Development Authority, State of Iowa, Ms. Debbie Durham, who sits right here. There are 50. There are 50 directors of economic developments in the United States, and this morning we have the best one right here. Appreciate that. Thanks for coming. Jeff told me to make it short, so 20 years ago. Oh no, that's the wrong one. You know, this area is very, very special to me and my wife. Because I'm not, don't want to go away from here as being the new historic director of the Clear Lake City Council, but we came here 58 years ago, sight unseen to this community. You talk about creative placemaking. 58 years ago, we came with everything in the back of our 1965 Rambler Classic, because we were looking for a place to stay. Earl Berg, nobody remembers him probably, hired me out of New Jersey to teach, and I didn't even have a teaching degree. I had a degree, but not a teaching degree. But my wife was from Southern Iowa. You don't take an Iowa girl and remove her to New Jersey and expect her to adapt. So out we came. She had seen pictures of Clear Lake. Once again, creative placemaking. Seeing pictures of Clear Lake and loved the sailboats on the lake. Now, Mark Teaser probably thinks that's a really good deal, but you know, that's the only thing that you might say was an attachment. So we came rolling in here not knowing where to go, what to do. We knew we had to rent. And we found a place up here on 507 North Shore within this vicinity. But that was the third week of August. And what's in town on the third week of August? Still all of the visitors, all of the tourists. So no real place at that time to rent. Armsbury, some of you know that name, that was chock full. So where did we stay? Right across the street at that time, the wonderful Swan Motel, now the Lighthouse, I'll say no more, and made this area our home for at least a year. So this is special to me. We would come down here, walk in and around the surf, we didn't have enough money to attend any of the events, but it is very, very special to me, and that's where, I'd kind of like to start out this morning. And the first thing that you have when you're doing a project like, this is mine, isn't it, Jeff, I hope? You start out, a project is a vision. That vision occurred about 18 months ago, right behind me out here in the park, standing on 7th Avenue North, members of the Surf North Iowa Cultural Museum nonprofit board, Scott Flory, and the old crab here. And we stood and looked across at what was then the Hilltop Motel, which, believe me, was silent. It was closed. Nobody was there. The Lighthouse, nobody was there. The High Moon Hotel was shut down. The beautiful hotel that was across the lake was now apartments. Totally different than what we saw 58 years prior to that. The area was dead. This place was the only thing that was going, thank goodness, to the nonprofit board and the wonderful Lori Leeds, who does the direction of all the operations here. Thank goodness for that. Now, in that vision, we looked at that Hilltop Motel. We looked back here at what I call the good old Mother Surf National Landmark in the United States. We turned our heads to the left and there was Fiddler's Lounge. A little more left and there was the shack. Furthermore left was the Fox House. What a combination there. And we knew this grant was coming forth. Should we apply for it? Should we not? And boy, did Jeff come up with some ideas. I'll say no more on all of that. Wonderful ideas. Wonderful ideas. Once we pared them all down, we said, we've got something here, but let's go for the career placemaking part of the Iowa Destination Grant that was coming out. That wasn't going to be easy. It didn't become easy, but that's what we wanted. When the grants came out, we got $4.3 million. There were only two other places that got the grant for creative placemaking. One was Davenport, the other was Marshalltown, and here's little old Clear Lake, 7,600 people compared to that. That was tremendous for us. But what did that mean? That meant work. A lot of work. And guess who did the majority of that work? Jeff mentioned him, Scott Flory. When you have a town of 7,600 people, you don't have an awful lot of staff members because the majority of the time, they're not necessary. But all of a sudden, boom, we've really got to hustle now. And Scott took the bull by the horn, so to speak, and got everybody involved. from RDG to Atura to Planscape and all of the rest of us. Many of you are sitting here right now. What a job. But the results are right here this morning. We will make an imprint this morning in this area as the start of what will be a wonderful project, ending up with the pictures that you see behind me. A wonderful welcoming into this area in the streetscape. A wonderful music enrichment immersive center where Fiddler's Lounge was, and the shack will also disappear here shortly in that area. That will send a spotlight out into North Iowa like they have never seen before. I guarantee it. This will be the brightest light in North Iowa, especially Clear Lake, Iowa. I want to thank the Snyder family very, very much. We wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't exist. I don't know this place. Jeff said it could be a condominium area. Who knows what else? Thank you, Snyder family. The nonprofit group. The nonprofit group that administers and operates this building and will operate the other buildings as they arrive. Lori Leitz, a saint. And members of our city council, all who have a wonderful vision to imagine and will carry out, I need to put that in, great opportunities for this community in the near future. With these supportive citizens, individuals, and families will aspire to relocate to our town and establish their home. That's what creative placemaking is all about. That being said, the City Council, under the direction of what I call a fantastic City Administrator, Scott Flory, we will have 4 new housing projects starting or will be starting in a very few weeks. That number will make more than 160 new single and multi-family units, all done by experienced developers. That's what we're going to be all about in the next few years. In closing, as I said earlier, I am very excited to break ground on these projects today, knowing that they will help, and here's the special words, they will help create a special place in our city for present and future generations of Clear Lakers. Thank you very much for being here. Go Surf Ballroom. Go North Iowa Cultural Museum. Go Music Enrichment Immersive Center. We're rolling, folks. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, one of the privileges that I have had over the years is so many of the relationships and friendships that I've been able to make with artists, with people from all over the world, all over the country, just general folks. but one of the very special relationships that we have developed at the SURF and I have developed is that with the families that were affected. Are you going to be crying up there? How can I keep from crying if you're going to be crying? Such a special relationship with the families of the guys that played here back in 1958, 59. And it's just a wonderful thing. You know, the people that were affected the most by what happened here find the most peace when they come back here and they come into this building. And there's just something special about it. So it gives me distinct pleasure and an honor to be able to introduce to you Richie Valens' sister, Connie Valens. Connie, please.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? As Jeff said, walking through the doors of the SURF is new every time for me. It's a home away from home. In fact, sometimes I'll drive over from Okoboji just because I'm homesick. And when I leave here, I'm not homesick anymore. We've created many, many wonderful relationships here at the SURF with the board. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here today. And, you know, Richie at 17 lived his life in a short 8-month career. And when I heard about the Enrichment Center, I thought, yet another portion of the SURF is reaching out to touch different people in the community, them being students, to come in and learn what the SURF is all about. And that's the music that was played here, is played here, and will continue to be played here. And ZZ Top at the SURF, really? I remember one of the first non-rock and roll shows I came to, and Lori was present. And I looked around the ballroom, and I saw all this trash on the floor. I don't know if you remember. And I literally started picking it up because I was upset. How dare they leave their trash on the floor in the SURF? It is sacred ground. It is sacred music, holy ground to me. So I literally started picking it up, and Lori comes up behind me. She goes, "Oh, honey, don't worry about it. Don't pick it up." She goes, "I did it the first time I saw it, too." And she goes, "In 10 minutes, we're going to have people out here, and this place is going to look like nothing ever happened." And she was right. And I was able to relax and trust the SURF to the hands of those who love it the most, just like me. You know, my brother was only 17 years old when he played on the stage here, and I really believe he left us way too soon. But in that short time, I also believe that not only did he leave a legacy, but in that legacy, seeds fell into the ground. The bopper, Buddy, him. And from those seeds have grown so many wonderful, beautiful things. Musicians, I happen to know Carlos Santana, and anytime I see him, he always talks about coming from across the border to go see my brother perform. Los Lobos, who went to, you know, the heights of the rock and roll music because of a little movie called La Bamba, and they got to do the soundtrack. I remember being in the offices of New Visions with Taylor and the other people involved, and they asked me who I thought should do the music, and I looked at them like, "Are you kidding? Los Lobos, who else?" And they've played here. Dave once told me a story about walking through those doors for the first time, and he said to me, "You know, Connie, the SURF has a vibe when you walk in those doors, and either you get it or you don't." I got it when I walked through those doors back in 1988. Wayne was here, and it was Daryl Hine who was the manager at the time. And my brother Bob and I were together, and we couldn't believe we were not only in Iowa, but here at the SURF. And I've had many wonderful experiences here, feeling my brother's presence, and my love for this place has just grown over the last 12 years that I've lived here and get to come often and see it. But with this groundbreaking comes an opportunity to continue to teach and enrich future generations of all that our beloved SERF represents. The Enrichment Center, through the dedication of the teachers and students, will be at the heart of continuing the legacies of the three young men that changed rock and roll history and continue to inspire new generations of musicians, and more so once those doors open. And I just want to say, Viva Buddy, the Big Bopper, and my brother Richie. Thank you.
So the mayor referred, and I referred a little bit about the guy, that kind of the general, the guy that's leading this whole thing. And there's so many moving parts. And we talk about it at these meetings. There's already been 1,000 different ways that this could be derailed, or 1,000 different decisions, and 1,000 different maneuvers, and 1,000 different things that we have to do. And there will be another 1,000 before this, the August, done. We're just at the beginnings of all this. And this is a big, big project. This is a big ask of our community. This is a big ask of all of North Iowa. But I truly believe we're at that one unique point in time. Obviously, with the grant money we were fortunate to receive, but there's so many things that have all come together that we are right in a perfect storm, a perfect positive storm, to be able to make this an incredible place throughout the world in the music industry. And so I'm so excited and proud to be able to present to you the guy that really is the glue, the guy that really puts everything together, keeps us all going in the right direction, Scott Flory.
So I guess that makes me the Kate Martin of all of this, this exercise. So. Today brings us to the threshold of something that's extraordinary for our community. It's really the culmination of an idea that hatched in response to a program that the state of Iowa was going to launch. They were going to have $100 million available for special projects, and it was going to be called the Destination Iowa program. And I recall back in 2022, it was either late May, early June, a friend of mine had reached out to me and said, hey, what do you think about making a run for this project? And naturally, my first reaction was, are you crazy? This is going to take a lot of work and a lot of effort, and it's going to be very difficult. But after her and I had talked about it a few more times, I became convinced that this was the right thing for us to do, and that we should pursue it. But I was going to have to take the temperature of a few other people before we made that formal decision. First and foremost, I would need to start with her father, who's sitting here in the front row, and take his temperature on his feelings on this project. So I said I'd slip out some Saturday morning, which was probably like the next Saturday morning, and I've known him for a very long time and had a good conversation with him that Saturday morning about, again, the history of his family's involvement with the preservation of the ballroom and how he saw things going and what was needed for this whole area to become all it could be to keep the SERF relevant going forward into the future. So the next week I said I would arrange a meeting. I'd bring out my Batman, Mayor Crabb, and we would have a conversation out at his office. And I recall that day arriving at the office and was waiting in my car, and the phone dinged prior to Nelson arriving. And it would be a message that I would receive at pivotal moments throughout this project up to this very moment. And the message was, Scott, I've prayed so hard for this, and I hope it goes well today. And again, I would get that same message periodically throughout this entire project here. So We had a positive meeting with Nelson, and he said he would support the project. And I recall shaking Dale's hand at the end of that meeting and saying, you know, we had a very similar meeting here about a year and a half or so ago, and it involved the president of our school board and the superintendent and Nelson and myself, and it involved the construction of a wellness center in our community and a joint partnership that we would have with our school district to make that happen. And so again, nearly 2 years ago, I don't know if you ever believed it would happen, Dale, but here we are. So 2 years later, nearly, we've crossed the Rubicon, and here we are today at a very pivotal moment for our community, I believe. So next, I really needed to convince, for all my 23 years here, I've worked for a pretty conservative but very forward-thinking city council, that this was something that they should pursue and need to invest in. And I am just so blessed to work for the city council, past and present, that I have. Could not ask for a better group of people. So I know Mark is here, Creighton's here, Beth Ann's here, Dana, I'm not sure if you're here, Bennett couldn't make it, I know, but thank you endlessly for all of your support. And we had this same kind of situation, and again, I would recognize the director here for her support of a past project, and it was the McKesson project. And I recall having to convince a similar group at that time on the city council that we were going to get engaged with a very significant economic development project that would really be a landmark, a watershed moment in economic development for our community. And I said this at that ribbon cutting, when we cut the ribbon for McKesson and through that project, I just could not do any of these things. None of these things are possible without that faith, that trust, the confidence of this particular city council. So they're the true heroes here today, because without them, none of these things are possible. And I just want to say what a great friend that we have with Director Durham. Because again, even with the McKesson project, much like this, we wouldn't have had that ribbon cutting then, and we wouldn't be having this groundbreaking here today without her support and positivity towards our project. So I told this friend, you know, the next thing I think we need to do is somehow, before we start too deep on this project, we should try to take the temperature of some state officials and see what their thoughts are on what it is that we want to do here. And so coincidentally, Director Durham happened to be in Clear Lake very shortly thereafter. And I had reached out to this friend and said, you know, it'd really be amazing if we could somehow procure an audience with her for a few moments here. And lo and behold, that happened. And as we were talking this morning, the director had recounted that visit a couple of years ago or thereabouts when we had that conversation here. And again, that was her support of our thoughts that day emboldened us. And it's a large reason why we're here again today. And, you know, I think one of the funny things about that meeting, we had about 7 years prior had a schematic conceptual plan prepared for this district, just kind of outlining some thoughts and some visions that we had for this district. And, you know, prior to the director coming for that visit, we were kind of scrambling, you know, where's the copy of that plan? And nobody could find it. Well, Dale keeps everything. And so lo and behold, he was the only guy that had a copy of that plan. And so we met here, and he brought the plan with him, and he had kept it all these years. And the director said, yo, this is really quite a plan. I really like this. Would you mind if I take it? So I took Dale's plan, and I said, it's yours. You can have it. So maybe you'll get that back someday, Dale. I'm not sure. So we all know the Surf Ballroom has a very unique story to tell. And the new music enrichment and immersive center, the streetscape improvements that we're making here are all things that are critical and pivotal for us to help continue to tell the story of the Surf Ballroom, a national historic landmark. There are only 27 of these in the state of Iowa, and we're blessed to have one here. I was here the day the Secretary of the Interior was here and going through this ballroom with him. So we're so blessed to have this facility here in our community, and so grateful to be able to have this opportunity to do this placemaking that Nelson spoke about that will ensure that this legacy of the Surf Ballroom remains relevant for all future generations to come. So it's my great honor to be able to introduce Director Durham here today to talk to you about Clear Lake and this process. And again, I just, you'll please give her a warm welcome, because without her support, Clear Lake would not be here today. So thank you.
Wow. Well, first of all, Mayor, Council, special guest, it is such a pleasure for Megan, Andrew, and me to be with all of you today, driving in on this very blustery day. I'm the grandmother of four boys with another one on the way, so I find myself speaking children's books all the time. You know, it brings me, quite frankly, great joy celebrating projects that bring new life to historic treasures, especially when it's part of a much bigger vision for the future. And recognizing Iowans who use their imaginations to make their communities the best version of themselves and join together to make it happen. It's always inspiring, and especially so when these communities are in small town Iowa. Today we celebrate both of these things, along with the power of music to connect us and to touch our very souls. Duke Ellington, the legendary jazz composer and musician who played here at the Surf Ballroom during the big band era, said, "In order to create something new and original, you must first understand and appreciate the past." The Surf Ballroom is alive with music history, including a baby grand piano signed by Mr. Ellington himself. The Surf is both a National Historic Landmark and an historic landmark recognized by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It represents the dance party era, or craze, a 20th century trend that helped establishing touring as a legitimate business within the music industry. Of course, we all know the Surf became iconic worldwide in 1959, as that fateful final stop on the Winter Dance Party Tour featuring Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and JB, the Big Bopper Richardson. Connie, it is such a pleasure meeting you and having you today. And you just touched my heart when you said how Iowa has captured your heart and how you call it home. What the world didn't see in this historic treasure, the community did see so much more potential for the future. The Surf's mission is evolving from one that celebrates the lives and legacies of the musicians who have played here to an entire district that also celebrates public art, community connection, and the beautiful waterfront, and a hands-on immersive learning experience that will inspire generations to come. It is game-changing for Clear Lake, an incredibly successful story for Iowa. What I love about this project is not just its potential, but its story of reinvention, creative thinking, and partnership. You have this collective leadership with the community and the companies that came together around the Surf District. I do remember that very day when I was in the area for a very different meeting, and my cell phone rang, because you know the only thing on my business card is my cell phone, because you will never find me in an office. And I was invited to stop to hear about this project. Well, I was excited to do that. Sonia, not so much, when I had to call her and said, "You're going to have to push the rest of my day back," right? I was expecting just a few people, you know. When I got here, there was a big conference table set up, and the table was full. But then again, I really was not surprised. At IEDA, we are proud to award $4.3 million through the Destination Iowa Fund, specifically for creative placemaking. Now, I know people feared rural communities couldn't compete for this size of funding, but I will tell you that Clear Lakes, quite frankly, was the very best application we had. For just as you all did, we saw the promise in this project. Because when our people thrive, our communities thrive. And when our communities thrive, it raises the profile of Iowa and attracts new visitors, businesses, and future residents. So I want to personally thank Governor Reynolds for launching Destination Iowa and our current legislature for continuing to find state funding to continue the Destination Iowa projects. So thank you again for inviting me to join you. I led with a quote from Duke Ellington, and I will close with him as well. I believe in the power of imagination to transform ordinary experiences into extraordinary ones. So I look forward to celebrating many extraordinary experiences right here. Thank you, and God bless you.
So I just want to thank everybody for being here. This is a part of surf history, and I hope you understand the symbolism of what I have in my arms here. This is what we're doing. These are the people that we're doing it for, the youth of our community, of our state, and of our nation, so we can continue to impart the inspiration, the talents, the music lessons, the voice lessons to future generations. So we're gonna take some pictures here, and then we're gonna go out and do move some dirt outside. But thank you. This is a great part of surf history. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being here.